I see her first across a crowded ballroom. And the moment I see her, a strange thing happens. The world, which had once been black and white, begins to turn to colour. She was talking to one of the Arcadian people. Robert Houghton, I think, chairman of the board.
Well, let's just see if your tired old feet are up to it when the time comes, shall we?
Excellent, excellent.
For a moment, I wonder where I am and what I'm doing here. Something about her reminds me so much of Maddie.
We have to stay here, Alex.
Not for long, Maddie, I promise.
I hate these people. Who are they?
Developers.
What are they developing?
A sense of their own importance.
Ugh, they give me the creeps.
You and me both.
So why can't we just go home?
I've got to find out what they're up to.
Alex Sawyer, who let you in?
Hello, Howard. What are you doing here?
I'm doing my job.
I thought it was your job to protect us from people like this.
My job is to keep environmental interests on the agenda, not to stand in the way of legitimate progress.
You call this legitimate?
I'm here to make sure of it.
How sweet. Environmental protection in the pocket of big business.
You're so naive.
There are still some people who won't sell out.
You seem to be drinking the champagne too.
I wouldn't do not to. Of course, I hate the stuff.
Me too, it's awful. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, how the hell did you wangle an invite, anyway?
Press privilege.
Don't they check their guests against the list of wanted criminals?
Obviously not.
So sure, yeah. Oh, my criminal days are over.
You're right. Petty bureaucracy, more your line, isn't it?
Yeah, one day, Alex Sawyer, you'll trip right over that chip on your shoulder. Now, if you'll excuse me.
How? Wait.
What is it?
I wanted to ask you something.
What?
You know all these people, don't you?
I know some of them.
You see that woman?
Which woman?
The one over there by Robert Hope.
My goodness.
Who is she?
Her name is Laura McLaren.
Laura.
We've just offered her a job.
In the Environment Agency?
We interviewed on Monday. She was so impressive, we sent out a letter immediately.
Has she accepted it?
Not yet, no, but I'm hoping she will.
What's she like?
Extremely bright and very personable. Not your type at all.
Like you would know.
I wonder what she's doing here.
Unless what?
She's engaged.
Engaged?
So I gather.
What kind of engaged?
Well, just the usual kind, you know, where you pledge commitment to each other and then get married.
And is her fiancé here as well?
Well, the hell should I know?
I thought you knew everything.
Stay away from her, Alex. She's one of my pollution officers.
Not yet, she ain't.
She's going to be, and I won't have her sidetracked by your madcap schemes.
You've been out to Tibbetts Farm yet?
You know I haven't.
You surprise me.
And you know why?
Enlighten me.
Because I don't have resources to waste on wild goose chases.
You sure it is one, are you?
I know who initiated it, that's quite enough.
As a matter of fact, it was initiated by a small girl getting sick with something the doctors can't diagnose.
That's a medical matter, nothing to do with me.
It is if it comes from a polluted environment.
Show me the pollution, I'll take an interest. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have business to attend to.
Business? For these savages, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, strangely, I'm not. And just leave my pollution officers alone, will you?
You're out of your jurisdiction.
It never ceases to amaze me that men like Howard Stone can sleep at night. I'm a bit of calm. God knows I find it hard enough.
Oh, you worry too much.
Well, someone has to, Maddie. Before the whole damn place goes to rack and ruin.
What whole damn place, Angel?
What is place? This country, this planet.
Second law of thermodynamics, I'm afraid. You can't stop the inevitable march of chaos.
You know that ain't true. You can if you put your mind to it.
You can if you put enough energy into it.
The trouble is, I got none left.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You need some rest.
Only I can. I can't rest.
You can't save everyone, Alex.
I can't even save myself.
Then why not give up trying?
Right then, I'll just get drunk instead.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, Lord, it's Lydia.
My name is Lydia Longman. I'm Director of Public Relations at Arcadian Enterprises.
For the moment, I've lost her, this mystery woman. Laura McLaren. And then I catch sight of her again.
Now, as most of you know, at Arcadian, we pride ourselves on being able to recognise and provide for the finer things in life.
Across the other side of the ballroom, toward the stage.
But, of course, sad though this may be, life is not solely composed of sensual pleasures. Business is an equally important component of the vital mix.
Could I just
risk.
Nobody knows that better than our venerable chairman. Yes.
You bet they don't.
We better then to introduce the latest and the most ambitious investment in Arcadian history. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sir Robert Houghton.
Here she is. And I was right. It's not that she looks like Maddie. It's just a kind of quality she has.
Let's hear what the old villain has to say for herself.
Excuse me?
Alex Sawyer. Don't believe we've met.
Laura McLean.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, where shall I begin?
Evidently you're not a company man.
Neither are you, from the look on your face.
At the beginning, perhaps.
Oh dear, was I that obvious?
When I was a young boy, my father said to me, "Whatever you do, Bobby, wherever you go, you must never forget what makes the world go round." And then he asked me what I thought made the world go round. And I said to him that from all that I could see of the world, it was probably money. But actually, it wasn't money my father had in mind. And he made me think again. After a bit of reflection, I said, I supposed that maybe it was people. And here at Arcadian Enterprises, we have always put people at the heart of our business. Ask anyone around here. We care about our customers. We care about our employees. We care about our business partners. Although some of those can hardly be called people at all. You know who you are out there. I'm joking, of course.
Why do you waste your time with these schmucks?
Because if I don't, who else will?
Would it matter if no one did?
That depends if you trust your future to them.
Oh, they just seem so gutless. I can't believe they're dangerous.
They'd sell their own granny for a plan and consent.
And it's your job to stop them?
I do what I can.
Even if it burns the crap out of you?
It's my job to try.
Even if you can't possibly win?
Now, Maddie, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just that I don't belong here. Neither of us do.
I know that, honey. But we won't be long. I promise.
You promise?
I swear.
In point of fact, he said to me, nothing makes the world go round. It just goes on round of its own sweet will.
There's a happy thought.
Isn't it, Jeff?
Shouldn't be so cynical.
Doesn't bother me.
That's lucky.
It's strange how sometimes you can have a sense of someone. Not how they look. Not what they say. It's nothing like that. Maybe a biologist would say that it's smell, but it's something much deeper, much more difficult to explain. And being this close...
I'm sorry, did I knock you?
No, no, I'm fine. Only confirms what I already knew.
A line of investment I like to think has done more for the Brecklands, more for the Broads, and more for Britain than anything Lord Nelson did at the Battle of Trafalgar. And when we finally cut the ribbon on the Millennium Development in Norfolk, maybe 2, maybe 3 years from now, I hope that the people of East Anglia will join us all in proclaiming again that age-old truth. Et in Arcadia eo. Even I have been in paradise.
What a load of old rubbish.
But I haven't felt like this about someone since Maddie.
Didn't you think so?
You have to admit he has a way with an audience.
It's a captive audience, surely.
Not entirely, no. They've drawn in as many of the great and the good as they can lay their hands on. Wouldn't be surprised if Sir Michael wasn't here somewhere.
Oh, he is. I mean, I saw Sir Robert talking to someone called Sir Michael earlier. Who is he?
Sir Michael Newby, QC. He's the person most likely to preside over the public inquiry if this proposal ever gets that far. Clever, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention for just a few moments.
How come you know so much about this?
I shan't keep you long from the wine and the song.
I'm doing my best to throw a spanner in the works.
Yeah.
But there are just a few housekeeping announcements.
I'm stirring up the locals to fight this nonsense off.
Good God, you've got a nerve.
You told me about it.
A sumptuous buffet is now being served in the green room to my right. Don't all rush at once.
I know these guys are in double ditch if they find that out.
Because, to my left, in the boardroom, you'll find a lot more information about Arcadian Enterprises, including a three-dimensional holographic model of our development proposals in Norfolk.
I can't wait to see that.
Please feel free to spend as much time in either of these rooms as you like. Thank you all very much for coming, and have a wonderful evening.
Yeah.
that woman?
That's Lydia Longman.
What does she do?
She's the Arcadian spin doc.
What does a spin doctor do for a living?
She's a principal architect of their recent revival. She's invented the new public face of Arcadian Enterprises.
So, would she be involved in their PR department?
Are you kidding? She runs it. It don't make a move without her consent.
So she must be Dean's new boss.
Who's Dean?
He's my fiancé.
Oh, blast. Are you saying your fiancé works for Arcadian Enterprises?
Lydia Longman is Dean's new boss.
And he works for Lydia?
He's holding her arm there. Right next to her.
I wish you'd told me that before I perjured myself. Here I am, blabbing about my subversive activities and all the time I'm talking to the executioner's wife.
Would you, just excuse me just for a moment?
Is something wrong?
No, I'm fine.
You look a bit pale.
I'll be all right if I can just...
Should I try and get you a glass of water, perhaps?
No, no. All I need is...
Careful. She puts out her hand as she stumbles towards me, and instinctively I reach out an arm to support her.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. For a fraction of a second, her eyes meet mine.
Is there something...
It's all right. And for a moment, I'm falling. Drowning. Falling.
Could you possibly...
Oh, you're shaking.
Could you help me to the door?
Oh, of course. She leans on the arm that I offer her, and I can feel the warmth of her skin through my jacket. Something is making my head spin.
Excuse me, could we come by?
Maybe it's the champagne.
Could we just come through here?
Thank you.
I can't breathe.
That's very close.
I'm suffocating.
We're almost there.
Are we there?
Just a bit further. By the time we reach the lobby, she's about ready to faint. Perhaps it's just being in a place like this.
I don't belong here.
I could have told you that. Or perhaps it's been engaged to Arcadian Enterprises. I don't know.
Oh, my coat.
Oh, you wait here. I'll get it for you. No, stay here.
You'll need this ticket.
All I do know is she looks like a wild thing cornered by a hunter as I leave her to search for her coat.
Number 47, please.
And when I return from the cloakroom, I find she's already gone.
Excuse me? You didn't see a woman...
Still clutching the coat, I make my way back to Liverpool Street Station. What else can I do? A bleak, cold rain has begun to fall, and a strange thing has happened. The world, which for a short time was bathed in glorious colour, has all turned black and white. Something strange is happening. I'm on an island in the middle of a wide expanse of water. Maybe Ranworth, maybe Hicklin Broad, I don't know.
Alex!
Someone is calling me.
Alex!
I can't tell who it is. I can't tell where they're calling from. All I know is that the water is rising slowly, covering the island inch by inch, and leaving me, moment by moment, with nowhere to stand. I know I'm supposed to be waiting here.
Maddie?
For Maddie, probably.
Maddie, I have to leave.
It is late again.
I have to go now.
The island is almost submerged now, and the water's lapping at my feet.
Alex?
But I remain for as long as I can, because I want to know.
Alex?
I want to find out who is calling me. Damn. I've had pretty much the same dream so many times since Maddie died that it takes me a while to register that something was different.
Alex?
The voice was different.
Alex?
And always before, I've woken with a sense of loss and feeling of hopelessness because I've known it was Maddie's voice and that she was gone. But this time... this time it wasn't Maddie calling me, but someone else.
To see you here.
I hope you don't mind me calling in like this.
No, not at all. Have you been here before?
Howard and I aren't exactly inseparable. Is he here?
He should be here shortly.
I brought your coat.
All right, yes. Thank you.
You never know, you might need it.
It isn't summer yet.
Not quite. And I just, I wondered how you'd been getting on.
Come through to my office. It's very exciting. I've never had an office before.
Welcome to the Great White Collar Brigade.
Oh, no, not entirely. I do get my hands dirty sometimes, you know.
Oh, of course you do.
Take a seat, please.
Oh.
You heard that we found something in the Tibbetts water supply.
Alice told me.
Tom's convinced I got it wrong.
What would he know about it?
I've got no idea. I'm checking it anyway. But I need some more time on the mass spectrometer, and there's other people using it.
How likely is it you've made a mistake?
As far as I'm concerned, what's in that water is PCE.
What's PCE?
Perchloroethane.
Is it toxic?
It's a listed substance. It's, well, heavily regulated.
So they shouldn't be drinking it?
Well, they shouldn't be doing anything with it.
Could it be what's making Sophie ill?
Well, I wouldn't...
It's unlikely.
Howard...
It's extremely unlikely.
You just can't bear to admit I was right.
Who let this vagabond in?
Come on, Howard, roll over for once. There's a listed chemical in the private water supply.
At a very low concentration.
200 micrograms per litre.
And what's the legal limit?
10.
Oh, wow, not much over then.
You couldn't even smell it at that concentration.
It's unfit to drink, though, isn't it?
It's legally unwholesome, yes.
I don't believe it.
Don't push your luck.
A great man concedes.
We still don't know it's responsible for Sophie Tibbetts' illness.
How can he not be?
No, Howard's right, Alex. Sophie's illness might have nothing to do with all this.
But what about all those symptoms? Fatigue, breathing difficulties, tingling... They're all effects of this chemical, aren't they?
At very high dosages, maybe.
Mm, we can't just assume that it's cause and effect.
Why don't you leave this to someone who understands science, Alex?
If I had, you'd never have found it.
The arrogance of the man.
Oh, I'm arrogant.
Oh, there's another thing while we're at it. I thought I told you to stay away from my pollution officer.
I thought I told you you were out of your jurisdiction.
I may have been then, but I'm not out of it now.
Excuse me, but do you mind telling me what you two are talking about?
Nothing.
Did you try to stop Alex talking to me about the Tibbetts water?
I tried to protect you from a maverick journalist with no understanding of the issues involved.
Can't I make my own decisions about who I talk to?
Not on the agency's time, you can't.
But we weren't on the agency's time.
You did phone me at the office.
Oh, yes, I did. Later.
You didn't realise he was stalking you at the Millennium launch?
What?
The place we first met.
Stalking me?
A currying favour with you for his own political ends.
That's not fair, Howard.
It's true, though, isn't it?
Alex?
No, not at all. Not entirely.
But partly.
Look, what does it matter? I pointed you in the right direction, didn't I?
She looks as though someone has thrown her a body punch.
Laura?
She looks as though I've thrown her a body punch.
No, you're right.
Doesn't matter at all. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to check some lab reports.
Thanks a lot, Howard.
What have I done?
I suppose you think you're clever.
I have a duty to protect my staff.
From what, exactly?
From unscrupulous hacks who'll go to any lengths for a cheap story.
That's not what's going on here. Sophie's my goddaughter. Alice and Tom are my friends.
Alice, maybe.
You know something, Stone. If you work really hard on your social skills, you might one day qualify as a human being.
Oh, my, the great philanthropist. Please send me a copy of the Nobel citation. I need a good laugh.
Does it have to be like this?
Like what?
You and me, this battle of egos, whatever the hell it is. You know, once upon a time I might have relished the fight, but now it just seems stupid. I mean, we're basically on the same side, aren't we?
Are we?
Well, we could be.
What do you want this time?
You are such a cynic.
I know you, Alex Sawyer. You don't trust me any more than I trust you. So why don't you just level up and tell me what you're after?
I wanted to talk to you.
I knew it.
I wanted to be able to talk to you about this Millennium development. Off the record, of course.
Why do I find it so difficult to trust that assurance?
Maybe trust just isn't in your nature.
I hope that's true. What do you want to know?
I want to know how strong our case against it is.
I shouldn't think you've got one.
It's a massive development.
250 acres.
Out of character with existing developments, and the site is still just east of Warren Fen.
Far enough east to steer clear of planning restrictions.
Have Arcadian produced an environmental impact statement?
They have, as it happens, although they're not required to.
They must be.
Now, the nature of the development doesn't demand it. It's basically commercial premises, shops, offices, leisure centre, no direct air or water emissions.
What about the impact on local wildlife?
It's well outside the national park.
It's a site of special scientific interest.
I think you'll find it's not.
Well, not yet, maybe.
Look, we're living in the real world here, not cloud cuckoo land.
But we've applied for recognition.
Who has?
Just a local wildlife group.
On what grounds?
There's a newly established bittern's nest on the edge of Hansmere.
A bittern's nest?
It's a stone's throw from the Warren Fen site.
Are you sure about that?
We've been monitoring it for some time. In fact, we've had a reed bed management scheme in place there for the last 3 years.
So your argument is that this development will jeopardise the process of getting recognition for the site?
Not exactly. Because if this goes ahead, there isn't going to be a bittern's nest on Hansmere. There are already people trampling all over the place. They seem to be doing some kind of clearance work.
Unfortunately, they're entitled to. It's private land.
But surely we have some kind of case to stop them.
I thought you were a journalist.
I am.
Your newspaper paying you to do all this?
No. It's a personal interest.
So what do you want me to do about it?
You must be keeping a watching brief on it all.
Of course we are.
I wondered if you could spare some agency effort on our case.
Not a chance.
Just to establish the nature of our claims about the site, in case it goes to a public inquiry.
You want me to go running about after bittens?
I thought it might be an appropriate job for one of your pollution officers.
Oh, I see where we're going.
Maybe a bright young novice with a keen mind.
Do you recognise any boundaries at all between the personal and the professional?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, Alex.
What?
I know what you've been through.
You don't know anything.
How's your boy?
Mark's okay. He's a teenager. What can I say?
You know he's been round here worrying about the swans on Minchin Pond.
He reckons there's kids there fishing with illegal lead weights.
So he said. Look, I realise things have been tough.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Howard, could we skip the
sympathy? It's not sympathy I'm trying to give you, Alex. It's advice.
What advice?
Draw some boundaries.
Just lay off me, Howard. You don't know me and you don't like me. So why not just keep your advice for someone who needs it?
Right. Fine. Laura!
I'm sorry.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Did you want something?
Alex seems to think it's his business to make sure you're gainfully employed.
I thought that was your job.
So did I, but we all make mistakes. There is something you could usefully do. Alex will explain. I'm late for a lunch meeting.
Thank you, Howard.
Oh, there is one other thing.
What?
If I was trying to thwart the undue haste of a trigger-happy developer, I'd think about getting the council to issue an enforcement notice. Someone got to get that door.
What kind of enforcement notice?
Talk to Scott Paxton in the planning department. Ask him if ground clearance work in advance of consent constitutes a breach of the planning process.
Well, blast me.
Given the sensitivity of the site. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to rush.
Good God, do I have to do everything around here? Howard, thanks.
Well.
That was extraordinary.
At least you got what you wanted.
Laura.
What?
I'm really sorry.
For what?
If my approach to you seemed...
What?
Well, less than straightforward.
Actually, it seemed very straightforward.
Did it?
At the time, yes.
Good.
I thought you were trying to chat me up.
Oh.
Well, were you trying to chat me up, or were you just trying to subvert a member of Howard's stable?
No. I'm not sure what to say.
Alex.
What's funny?
It's your face.
Laura, there you are.
Dean.
That grumpy man said I'd find you here.
What the hell are you doing here?
I'm coming to find you.
I thought I asked you not to do this.
Not to do what?
Not to just turn up unannounced while I'm trying to work.
I'm your fiancée, Laura, for goodness sake. It's a perfectly normal thing to do.
It's unprofessional.
I don't see what the problem is.
The problem is, I've been trying to explain to you... I'm really sorry about this.
You want me to go?
No. Not at all.
Dean Finch, I'm pleased to meet you.
Alex Sawyer, it might be easier.
I'd much rather you stayed until we finished discussing our business.
She looks at me in a puzzled sort of way, and her eyes are full of confusion, as if she's trying to wrestle with something that still remains unspoken.
I can come back later.
Would you mind?
Howard has agreed for you to help me on something.
I'd be happy to.
Perhaps we could talk this afternoon?
I'll call you.
Great. After lunch.
Laura, you really can't go on evading me like this. We've got to talk about what's happening.
I turn my head as I leave the room to find she's still looking at me. I smile at her goodbye, and she smiles back.
Thanks, Alex.
I guess the unspoken thing will just have to wait.
Can I ask you something?
Sure. Why not?
How well do you know Alice and Tom?
I've known them for years. They're my best friends.
Tom seems rather quick-tempered.
He's had a lot on his mind.
I still can't figure out why he flew into such a rage.
When?
When I told him we'd identified the chemical in the well.
Alice perchlor, whatever it is.
Perchloroethene.
What did Tom say about it?
The funny thing was, he knew immediately what chemical I was talking about.
He knew what it was?
Well, he just said straight away there ain't no PCE in our water supply.
I wonder.
What?
Well, maybe nothing.
You're not holding something back from me, Alex.
No.
I just
get the impression you and Tom don't get on too well.
I was his best man.
Well, it doesn't show.
And he was mine.
You're married?
I was married.
You're divorced?
Widowed. That was a few years ago.
I'm sorry.
Shh. We're getting near the nest.
Do you not want to talk about it?
Have a look through these. She's sitting on the nest. You should just be able to see her head.
I can't find it.
Here. Let me hold the glasses in the right place. That's it. You should be able to...
Oh, yes. I've got it.
She's so close to me, I can feel her breathe on my hand. I can feel the warmth of her cheek next to mine. And it feels like the first warm ray of the sun after a long, cold winter.
You think he'll be all right?
He needs to keep his mind off of it.
Well, talk to him, Tom. He needs to find something to do.
He needs his friends, Ali.
A winter that began 5 years ago when Maddie died.
I'll have that coffee now, if that's all right.
Of course you will.
Mark asleep?
Yeah.
Oh, poor little mate.
You've been brilliant with him.
Oh.
Don't be daft. He's welcome here. Mm. You both are.
Well, I know that. Of course I do. And I appreciate it. But we've got to move on.
Move on where?
Dunno.
You ain't going back to London.
No.
Good idea not to.
No, I think we'll stay up here a while.
What'll you do for work?
The end of August.
You want something temporary. Maybe I could get you something at the plant.
What about the local paper?
Maybe.
Well, they had to leap at the chance.
Leave the poor man be, Ali.
No, she's right. I need to do something about it soon enough.
Well, it might occupy you.
I've seen this boat.
What boat?
It's a wherry. Moored up down the old creek where that bitten used to
nest. Ah.
She were crazy about them marshes.
Wetlands, she calls it.
That's right. I remember.
She kept saying if I wanted stuff to write about, why not I write about that? I never did.
Oh, you could now, maybe.
She used to get real angry about stuff.
Oh, boy, you can say that again. Oh, when she got fired up about a thing.
Her face went all red. I thought I might buy it.
Buy what?
That's a brilliant idea.
Isn't it, though? We could work on it together, maybe, Tom.
Hey.
Work on what?
Well, I'm not so handy as I was.
Remember when we did a roof on this place?
You damn near broke our neck 5 or 6 times.
Never leaked, though, did it?
Not to this day.
So, what do you say?
It'd be a good laugh, though, eh?
Yeah. Well,
would one of you mind telling me what you're talking about?
You like it?
Oh, it's amazing.
Isn't she?
She, of course, sorry. What kind of boat is she?
She's an old Norfolk wherry. They used to carry cargo up from Yarmouth to Norwich and back again. 60 years ago, you'd have looked across the landscape and just seen a great black sail floating across the field.
Does she still sail?
I'm working on it. At least there was. Tom was helping me.
Tom was?
I told you, we were best friends once.
Spitz! Oi, come here! Spitz! Oh, hello?
Laura, meet my son Mark. Mark, this is Laura.
Ah, the environmental lady.
Yes, leave her alone, Spitz.
Sorry about that.
Oi, come here! Yeah, he seems very friendly.
Blooming nuisance.
Oh, he loves her, really.
Why aren't you at school?
A half term, isn't
it? Is it?
He's hopeless.
Oi, Spitz, come here! How old is he?
14.
He seems pretty lively.
You said it. Come on board.
Ooh.
Oh, goodness. She moves.
Oh, yeah. She's floating now. Careful down the companionway.
The companionway?
What?
I just love all these old terms. They're so companionable.
Right. It's in here somewhere. Let's see.
What are you looking for?
Cuttings.
What's all this stuff?
Collected works of local hack.
Well, this one isn't a local rack.
Oh, that's old stuff.
You worked in Fleet Street?
For about 10 years.
August 1984.
Oh, that's an early one.
If this government really believes the correct way to regulate social policy is to throw the working population on the mercy of the market, then let's just hope the miners hang on for as long as it takes to bring the nation to its senses and the government to its knees.
Angry at math.
Wow.
My life is a string of lost causes.
Well, someone has to say things, even if no one listens.
Whatever the cost.
What cost?
Maddie, my wife.
Well, she didn't die because of your work.
I don't know anything about it.
Then tell me about it.
Well, I don't think I... it's not that easy.
I've told you all about Dean, after all.
Is he still bothering you?
Oh, don't change the subject.
No, but is he still bothering you? Because if he is...
You'll see him off.
Me and Mark and Styx will see him off.
I can see you doing
we'll
it.
We'll get up a team of heavies and drive all the Philanderers out of Norfolk.
Alex, stop. Don't make me laugh.
Why not?
Because I was trying to be serious.
It's nicer when you laugh.
Alex...
What?
You know you can talk to me.
Thanks.
You want someone to talk to?
I found it.
What?
What I was looking for.
What is it?
It's a piece about a pollution incident a few miles from here. It happened a couple of years ago, and here, where are we? Ah, I thought so. Look at this.
After months of prevarication, the newly formed Environment Agency has at last decided to bring legal action against East Coast Textiles for its part in the pollution of the Muldawick marshes. This is why Howard Stone isn't too fond of you.
One of the points, why Tom Tibbett isn't too fond of me.
I don't understand.
East Coast Textiles is a company Tom worked for.
Oh, my goodness, but I thought he got sacked.
He did, sort of. But it wasn't his fault.
Tell that to the management.
But it wasn't your fault.
This thing goes to court, they'll need a scapegoat. That's all there is to it. And I'll give you three guesses who that will be.
Tom?
Well, maybe Alex can write another article. Well,
maybe Alex can keep his damn nose out of where it don't belong. Done enough harm already.
Tom, you have to
You're
believe...
You're a stupid, dumb idiot, Alex Sawyer.
I never meant this
You've
to...
You've just about ruined this family.
Oh, he's tired. Don't listen to
it's
him.
It's okay, Alice. Just get it out, Tom. You got something to say to me?
Well, I got nothing to say to you.
Then let me say something.
Why should I?
You know I couldn't just let this go.
You just had to splash it all over the front page.
It wasn't my decision. It's a big story.
No one's bloody business.
It's everyone's business. The whole marsh got polluted.
Well, shout and make a fuss or get it unpolluted.
Maybe not, but someone has to be held responsible.
And you think that ought to be me?
No, of course not.
Well, I am responsible.
How can you be?
Because I was duty manager when it happened.
When that forklift toppled over and ruptured a tank?
I didn't take appropriate action.
You told me they didn't maintain it properly.
They don't maintain anything properly. Cut the maintenance budget 3 times in the last 5 years. That ain't the point.
What is the point?
The point is, I didn't notice the split tank till it was too late.
Why not?
Because a man near got his blooming arm whipped off. And I was taking him to hospital, and I didn't follow emergency procedures after the spell.
How could you if you were on your way to hospital?
I'm not a director. I'm a floor manager. I'm expendable. If you get your way with this court case, I'm going to end up losing my job.
That can't be right.
Ain't that the truth?
Why should they sack you?
It's the law of the jungle.
I'm sure they'd see it wasn't your fault.
Oh, like I know so much how this company works.
I'm not saying I do.
Like he's ever done a decent day's work in his whole bloody life.
He don't mean that.
Tom, you know these marshes mean
scrawling and scribbling like we give a damn what you think.
Tom, don't do that.
You know how much they meant to Maddie.
Maddie's dead, for God's sake.
Tom! I know that.
Then wake up and face the fact.
You think I don't
and
know
we're
that?
We're bloody alive. And we're trying to stay alive and keep our family alive.
Remember how many articles I wrote trying to set the record straight on Tom's behalf? And I like to think that's why they didn't sack him completely. But when they had to sell that piece of land...
Where Alice grew her organic vegetables.
Yeah, it was just the last nail in the coffin.
Seems very unfair.
If I hadn't pushed to get the company taken to court, he probably would have kept his job.
You know, it might not have been your fault.
What do you mean?
Who was at the agency dealing with the case?
Stone.
Yeah, well, that's my point. He may be a bit slow, but he's pretty persistent. He'd have got there in the end, whatever you wrote.
Maybe, but there's no way to convince Tom of that now.
I suppose not.
Anyway, what I wanted to show you...
Yes?
...was this.
Another article.
Yeah, it was the original front page story.
Toxic blight on Mulderwick.
It's this bit, further down.
The effects on wildlife in the region are difficult to predict, but the chemical itself is known to be toxic to humans, and people have been warned not to bathe or to wade in the water. The chemical name of the contaminant is...
I thought I remembered it.
Blimey.
I had trouble getting my facts straight because it seemed to go under so many different names.
But one of them is all we need.
Perchloroethane. Dreaming.
Let us pray.
I know I'm dreaming.
We brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we may carry nothing from it.
And I know exactly what's going to happen next.
Almighty God, with whom do live the spirits of them that depart hence in the Lord, we give thee hearty thanks for that it hath pleased thee to deliver this our sister Madeline.
Maddie?
Out of the miseries of the sinful world, beseeching thee that it may please thee of thy great goodness.
And a part of me doesn't even want to.
Shortly to accomplish the number of thine elect.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Maddie.
And hasten the kingdom that we...
What's happening?
Same old business.
Shh. Let's go somewhere else.
If you like. Where should we go?
That we, with all those that are departed in the true faith of thy holy name...
I know.
May have our perfect consummation and bliss.
Where are we?
Don't you remember?
Alice and Tom's.
You're 22.
Hello, Alice.
They're housewarming.
The first time we met.
Enjoying the party, Maddie?
Oh, this place is amazing, Alice.
Mm. Oh, I see you've met our local hero.
He seems so young.
Everyone's talking about him, you know.
Oh, he doesn't seem old enough.
They say... When he ends uncovering corruption in the local council, he fights barehanded with giants.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
And true.
Oh, it is true that Fleet Street wants to snaffle him up.
Oh, I'd want to live in London.
I'd live there any day.
Oh, he's too big a fish for our little pond.
Why don't you do something local? You don't want to slay giants.
That's what he has been doing.
He hasn't done anything about the wetlands.
What am I supposed to do about the wetlands?
Save them.
Save them from what?
Getting drained down and polluted all in the name of progress.
Oh, you're some kind of conservationist to take it.
The way he says it.
I didn't mean to be rude.
I can see you two are getting on. I'll leave you to it.
Come outside, Alex.
What for?
Don't ask you. Just come with me.
I bet you said that all the boys.
No. Just the ones I want to kiss.
Just the ones you want. Wow.
You want more?
Is it more?
First,
You gotta listen.
I know there was some catch.
Just listen.
I'm listening.
What can you hear?
Nothing. Just people talking.
Come a bit further away from the house.
You sure it's safe? Foggy at sea.
You idiot.
What?
That's not a foghorn. It's a bittern.
Right, of course. It's a bittern.
You're not a country boy, are you?
Not really. Are you?
I'm not a boy at all. Didn't you notice?
It's the only reason I'm still listening.
And you don't give a damn about what happens to the environment.
It just never seems so important to me.
You care about injustice. I know you do.
I care about people.
But you don't give two hoots about the bin.
Three hoots.
Right.
Tell me why I should.
I'll take you to see one. There used to be a place 10 years ago on Hicklin. Or maybe it was Ranwick. You could hear them all the time.
But what do they do?
They're just shy, antisocial creatures who spend most of their time skulking around alone in the reed beds.
These wetlands you're so worried about.
Exactly. You'd hardly know they were there if it wasn't for them calling. He's at it all night, that male.
Lucky old bittern.
Like his life depends on it. Which maybe it does.
How come?
Well, there's barely a handful left in Norfolk.
I'm sorry, I still don't get it. What's so special about this bird?
Nothing, Alex. Nothing at all.
So, why should any of us care?
Oh, he's just a small, defenceless part of God's creation being driven out by all those bullies.
Right.
You got it now.
I got something.
What?
You're beautiful.
Don't talk squat.
You're beautiful.
You've only just met me.
I never met anyone like you.
What about that kiss?
What kiss?
You asked if there was more.
Come with me to London.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I hate London. No.
Come home with me tonight.
You fickle giant slayers. You'll have forgotten all about me by tomorrow.
What now?
Open the door, Alex.
Where are we now?
You're in London.
But you hate London.
Open the door. Hello, Alex.
Maddie!
What? Can I come in?
What are you doing here?
I'm, staying the night, hopefully.
Oh, of course, of course. Come in.
You're, not busy?
No.
Entertaining?
No, just, finishing a piece.
I'm still slaying giants.
I'm trying to make people see a little sense, that's all.
Oh, that's all he says.
Let me look at you.
Oh, it's good to see you.
I've forgotten how lovely you are.
Oh, don't talk squat.
Well, I think you are.
Well, that's lucky because you're going to be seeing a lot of me.
How long are you staying?
Well, as long as it takes.
To do what?
To persuade you that London's no place to raise a child.
To do what?
To raise our child.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you sit down? You look a bit pale.
Well, how did that happen?
Well, don't you remember?
Well, yeah, I remember. But I thought that we...
Well, we did. But I reckon this kid just wanted us for its parents.
I can't think why.
Oh, thanks.
No, I don't mean you. I mean...
You'll make a good dad. You will. I promise.
But I didn't.
Of course you did.
I was always working.
You worked a lot, it's true.
You hated it.
Couldn't you please just stop for an evening?
Do we really have to go through all this again?
Well, why don't we just leave?
Maddie, I can't leave. How can I leave?
Well, why couldn't you find a job back home somewhere?
Back home somewhere? So when you ever think about where would I find a job back home?
Well, I don't know. Local newspaper.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Well, why is it ridiculous?
I'm not wasting my time in a local rag.
You worked on a local rag before.
And now I've moved on.
You could just as easily move back.
And lose what little influence I have. No thanks.
Oh, right. More causes.
I'm trying to change things.
Oh, does it ever occur to you that all you're doing, all you've ever done, is massage your own sense of self-importance?
And does it ever occur to you that massaging my own self-importance has provided us with a living for the last 7 years?
It might be a living. It isn't a life.
That ain't fair.
Maybe, but it's true.
I'm a journalist, Maddie. My place is in London.
But I hate London.
I know you do, but that doesn't help me. I have a column to write and 4 books to review.
Right then. You write your bloody column.
Now, this... Listen, I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. Just let me get his piece finished. Let's talk afterwards.
Afterwards?
I'll have a bit more time later on.
So you're always telling me.
Well, let's try and get back to Norfolk for a while.
Alex. Do you think it's possible that you can get to the end of your life and look back and wonder what the whole thing's been about?
No.
You're sure about that?
No.
Well, when shall we go?
Where?
To Norfolk.
Soon, I promise.
Remember that island on Hickling? Or was it Ranworth?
As soon as I finish this piece.
Oh, this piece, that piece. But we didn't go home, did we, Alex?
I know.
Why didn't we go home?
I don't know.
Because it was too late to go home?
We should have gone earlier.
Or because there was no home to go to?
You wanted to see the Broads again.
Or because we already were home?
You wanted to hear the bittern.
Doesn't matter.
You'll hear it. I promise.
I can hear it already.
As soon as you're well enough to travel.
My head, you know. Oh.
Shall I call a doctor?
No. No, thank you. No more doctor.
What have you say?
Where's Mark?
He's staying with Alison Tom.
You won't let him see me like this.
Oh, of course not.
I don't want him to remember me like this.
Don't talk about remembering. You're going to get better.
I'm not, though. Am I? You know I'm not.
Oh, Maddie. No, you will. Of course you will. Quite soon.
Oh, poor Angel. You're tired. Come here.
I wish we'd never come here at all.
But if we'd stayed in Norfolk, you'd have just been hiding.
Hiding from what?
Hiding from who you really are.
And who am I?
You're the giant slayer. It's your job to slay giants.
And what about Ranworth? What about Hickling?
Look after them for me.
What about that island?
Take care of Mark.
I'll meet you.
Look after yourself.
I'll wait for you there.
Just... try and remember.
And now, I'm here on the island again.
You can't save everyone.
In the middle of a wide expanse of water. Maybe Ranworth, maybe Hickling.
Can you hear me, Alex?
The water is rising slowly now and covering the island, inch by inch. In a moment, I know the alarm will go off. But for now, it's just me. In the bitten. Wake in the morning to a deep exhaustion and a confused sense of loss, mixed up with something else, like something inside me is changing.
More like someone punched you.
How'd you fall off your bike?
I don't know.
Where'd you fall off your bike?
Down at the Dalmatian pond.
Where that swan was?
What swan?
The one that has swallowed the fishing weight.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, Mark. I talked to Stone. He told me you'd been hassling him again.
He won't do nothing.
Give him time.
He's had time.
He may be slow. He'll get there eventually.
Hey, swans will be dead by then.
From fishing weights?
Lead poisoning, innit? That's supposed to be illegal.
Certain sizes are.
Kids don't give a toss, that's the trouble.
Well, you obviously do.
I ain't a kid.
What happened to the swan?
Little beggar was poisoned too bad. He died last night.
So you thought you'd take it out on the lads who were fishing?
They shouldn't have been. No, of course not.
So that's how you got these bruises.
I needed teaching a lesson.
And you taught them what?
I told them I'd report them to the Environment Agency.
Oh, what did they say?
This big guy never even heard of it. He reckons it's some dating agency for nature lovers. And they all laugh.
What did you say?
I said, you see that old chimney near the river? And I'm like pointing at where you can see that old chimney near the agency. And he's like looking where I'm pointing. What, past them trees, he go? And I go, yeah. Then I whack him.
And that's when they set on you?
I give him as good as I got.
Did it ever occur to you that violence might not be the answer?
I ain't violent.
Of course you're not.
I just hit the beggar. The way I see it, that's well vicious out there. You got to stand up for yourself, or you're stuffed. And so is anyone else that can't fight back.
Like who, for instance?
Like that swan. Or them bitterns.
You going down at the nest?
I went down early.
They unhatched it?
Not yet. I saw that car again.
What car?
That black car. Range Rover or something.
See anyone getting in the room?
Some big guy.
He see you?
Don't think so.
I don't want you going down there on your own anymore.
What's been going on, Alex?
Those developers have been messing about down there. Some kind of clearance work.
We can't just let them flatten the place.
This isn't kids with fishing weights now. It's serious.
We got to do something.
I already done something.
What?
I've spoken to Scott Paxton in the council.
Who's he when he's at home?
He's the planning officer. He's going to issue an enforcement notice.
What's that do?
It's to make Arcadian comply with the planning procedures.
Planning procedures? That ain't going to stop them, though, is it?
It'll stop them doing this clearance work until we get a planning decision.
That ain't going to stop them from building a thing, though, is it?
And you're not going to stop them either by going down there on your bike and whacking them.
Oh, I will if I bloody have to.
Mark!
Leave me alone. I'm all right
well,
now.
Well, let me just...
I'm all right. That's him you ought to fix.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
He's well weird.
You promised me you won't go down there again, Mark.
You should have heard him last night.
Mark, please, promise me.
You promised not to shout all night long, then.
Now, Mark, I'm serious.
Oh, all right, all right.
Where are you going now?
Pick sticks up from the vet.
What's wrong with him?
One of them lads kicked him.
You have to drag that poor dog through all your troubles.
I didn't drag him. He wants to come.
Now, don't be late home. You got homework to do.
Not tonight, I ain't.
Why not?
That's half term, innit?
Is it?
Well, I think it might be, actually.
You never know where I am with that kid.
Oh, he's a good kid.
Is he?
You know he is, basically. Only problem is...
What?
He takes after his father.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he's got your reckless streak. And Maddie's concern for nature.
What reckless streak?
You've been having bad dreams again, Alex.
Been having dreams? Don't know if they're bad.
About Maddie?
was different, though. Before when I had him, it was just like reliving, I don't know, some kind of nightmare. Only this time, I get this funny feeling she's trying to tell me something.
What, Maddie is?
The dreams are.
Well, maybe she's trying to tell you to start living again.
I don't know.
Seen Laura?
Howard Stone's agreed for her to look into our case against the development.
Stone has?
Yeah.
Well, you two getting very pally.
Oh, I took her down to look at the nest.
How romantic.
Oh, stop it, Ali.
She's still getting chased by that Dean character.
Seems like it.
You still want her back, then?
Reckon so.
And what does she want?
I don't know.
Have you asked her?
What do you think?
Oh, you're hopeless.
We figured something out between us, huh?
No, what's that?
What Tom's problem is over this water.
Oh, don't talk to me about that man. He's been impossible for days. He won't hardly talk to me.
Laura said he was quite cooperative at one point.
Oh, he was, at one point. He even asked Laura to do some more tests.
And then what happened?
Well, then she found out what the chemical was.
And that's when he flipped?
He went crazy, shouting and hollering. Oh, it was embarrassing.
Do you remember when he got a sack?
Oh, I ain't gonna forget it.
You remember why?
It weren't his fault.
But you remember there was that chemical got spilled all over the place?
That one ended up in the marshes.
It was perchloroethane.
It was what?
It was PCE. It was the same chemical Laura's found in the water.
Are you sure about that?
Well, I need to double-check it with Stone, but I looked up some of my old articles on the spill.
And it was this TCP
PCE.
That got into the marshes?
Exactly the same chemical.
So, you're saying it somehow got out the marshes and into our water?
I don't even know if that's possible.
Oh, well, where else it come from?
The point is, Tom works with this chemical.
He's just the night watchman.
He works in the same plant where they use it.
He wouldn't pollute his own water.
I'm not saying that.
What are you saying?
I'm saying maybe he thinks that's what we're accusing him of.
Polluting the water?
The water that's made Sophie sick.
Blimey. No wonder he's a bit crazy.
Exactly.
Can you blame him?
Can you blame him? Can you blame any of us? No wonder we're all a bit crazy. Stone with his prevarications, Tom with his anger, Mark with his fists, and me with my endless dreams.
She ain't ready to sail yet, Maddie.
She's as ready as she'll ever be.
You coming with me?
I'll cast off for you.
That line forward has to come off last.
All the way forward.
You get on board now.
I ain't coming, Alex.
What?
I ain't coming with you.
You jump quickly, you'll still make it.
Too far away.
I'll turn about and come back for you.
The wind won't let you.
Wait there. I'm coming back for you. Ow! Maddie! Maddie, I need some help here. Before.
I'm a quick learner.
Thing is, I'm trying to get back over.
Over where?
Over there where Maddie is.
She's gone, Alex.
Where is she?
Maybe you can catch her later.
Maybe I can catch her later.
What about that sail you promised me?
We could head down the Broads or something.
I'd like that.
Cast off for it. Then we'll keep going then. Dad? Not now. I'm sailing.
Not in this boat, you ain't.
Huh? What?
This boat ain't sailed in 50 years.
Oh, God. Not again. Oh.
Laura's on the phone. Here.
What? Laura? Hello? Yeah? They did what? Are you all right? No. No, you stay there. I'll come and get you. No, of course not. I'll be 15 minutes, no more, right? Bye.
What's happened?
Someone's just knobbed a brick through the Environment Agency window.
Blimey, heck. Who do you think it was?
Oh, how should I know?
Maybe it's those guys who beat me up.
Oh, they beat you up now, did they?
Well, they tried to.
Well, do me a favour, will you?
What?
Just don't go asking them why they lobbed a brick through the agency's window.
Why not?
Because I prefer not to spend my weekend pulling you out the river.
As I drive through the gathering dusk to the agency offices, my mind is still possessed by the dream. Can I trust what it seems to be telling me? I just don't know.
Bloomin' heck. It's everywhere.
Oh, I'm sorry to drag you out.
Oh, it's no problem.
The police are on their way.
Did you call Stone?
No, I couldn't get hold of him. Well, that's why I called you.
I'm glad you did.
Perhaps sometimes a dream is what it takes to see the path ahead of you.
Do you need to sit down?
I think... Oh.
What?
Careful.
Your arm.
You're holding it.
I remember holding on to it.
That night in London?
Yes.
I remember it too.
To propel you out of one part of your life. You're shaking.
Is it cold in here?
Perhaps it's a shock. And into another. I brought you some brandy. In case you need it.
Thanks, Alex.
To lead you away from the tangled bank.
I'm glad you're here.
And towards the open water.
So am I.